ねえ、おもてなしってどういう意味？
ああ、それはね、お客さんを大切にもてなすことだよ。
英語でなんて言うの？
hospitality かな？
なるほどね。じゃあ、行きって？
説明が難しいな。日本独特のかっこよさ？
Welcome to the Learn Japanese Podcast. This is the show that helps you to speak Japanese more fluently and naturally. As always, I'm your host, Alex, and I'm joined by the wonderful Ami-sensei.
Yeah!
Konnichiwa!
Konnichiwa! And she is here to share her expert tips on sounding like a native speaker in downtown Osaka.
お久しぶり。
そうですね。お久しぶり。元気？
お久しぶりです。元気です。And you?
I am 元気だけど、今めっちゃ寒いよ。もう今7度 ?8 度？
雪は降ってますか？
昨日ちょっと降った。でも積もってなかった。
こっちはあったかいです。
あったかい、いいな。
ごめんなさい。あったかいです。
いいな、いいな。
はい、夏みたいです。今日は特に夏みたいでした。
今日は冬で冬みたい。
日本は冬で冬みたい。
そう、まあ。
はい。南カリフォルニアは冬ですが夏みたいでした。
いいな。
24度とかでした。
もう全然違うね。すごいね。
はい。
まあ一応 It's hotter in California。
そうですね、過ごしやすいです。まあでも日本のね、いいとこもたくさんあるから。
いっぱいありますよ。
私は羨ましいです。
やっぱね、日本の春と日本の秋が一番好き。
いいですね。なるほど。
So,
Ami-sensei. はい。
I'm jealous that it's warm in California. It's pretty cold in Japan. But, I'm happy there's central heating, so 大丈夫。
そうですね。
Or should I say aircon, right?
床暖 also.
床暖ね。Oh, 床暖。Oh, yeah. Yeah. Heated floors.
Yes.
Now that's some high society.
It's like heaven.
It's heaven. It's so good.
Yeah, you don't get that here.
I always like to hang out at my friend's house who has heated floors. It's very cool.
I know.
And then with a kotatsu, it's perfect.
I need a kotatsu. But anyway...
Anyway, dear listener, welcome to Learn Japanese Pod. And today we have an interesting topic. And this is really a skill that I think is really important to learn when you're learning Japanese or any language for that matter. So, Ami-sensei, what is that skill? What are we learning today?
So today we're focusing on how to ask about unfamiliar phrases in Japanese. When you're learning a new language, it's natural to want explanations in your native language. But one of the best ways to level up your Japanese is by learning to understand Japanese words in Japanese. And at first, this can feel really difficult. But if you keep practicing, you'll find that this is one of the mostpowerful techniques for improving your fluency. Instead of translating everything into English, you'll start to think in Japanese and get better at figuring out meanings from context, just like a native speaker does. So today we'll teach you some useful expressions for asking about words and phrases, as well as strategies for understanding explanations without relying on English. So, without further ado, let's jump into today's conversation.
Have a listen, and then afterwards, Ami-sensei and I will break it down for you. ねえ、おもてなしってどういう意味？
ああ、それはね、 お客さんを大切にもてなすことだよ。
英語でなんて言うの？
Hospitality かな？
なるほどね。じゃあ、行きって？
説明が難しいな。日本独特のかっこよさ？
Okay, did you understand that? Today's conversation is a little bit challenging, but you can do it. 頑張ってみなさん。So, Ami sensei, what was the first sentence?
First sentence was, ねえ、おもてなしってどういう意味？ Well, first of all, let's break it down word for word, word by word. ねえ is like, hey, in English. And おもてなし is the word in question. So we'll get to that in a minute. Then we have てどういう意味？ Which altogether means what does something something mean? What does so-and-so mean?
So if you only learn one thing today, it's something something word you don't know. てどういう意味？ So 意味 means meaning. てどういう、it's just put it together, it means what does so-and-so mean? Great. So what was the second thing? The second sentence.
Second sentence was, ああ、それはね、お客さんを大切にもてなすことだよ。So, ah, of course, is just like in English, oh, or uh-huh, as in I see. それはね、それはね、so それは, of course, that is, and then the ね is sort of emphasizing,That is, お客さんを大切にもてなすことだよ。So, お客さん is customer or guests. お客さんを is the particle we put between the subject, direct object, and a verb or an action. So, what are we doing to these guests?大切にもてなすことだよ。大切に to with care. もてなすことだよ。もてなす to provide hospitality, to provide care. ことだよ。That is the matter, or that is the case.
Great. So that is when you're providing care or service to...customers or guests, right? And then the next sentence is like a fallback, right? So even if you explain the Japanese word in Japanese, you might still not understand it. And in that case, you can say, 英語でなんて言うの? Which means, how do you say that in English? So 英語means English. で is just a particle which refers to, it's kind of like with, so英語で or by means of or with English. なんていうの? How do you say it? And so that's your fallback sentence if you just really, really don't understand what the speaker is saying.
And then I said, hospitality かな? So the of course, is like a filler, like or and then...Hospitality, kana, as in, I think,
maybe,
yeah, perhaps, any of those. And then the next sentence was, なるほどね、じゃあ、行きって。So, なるほどね、I see, or I get it, okay. じゃあ、well then.Iki te. So this next word in question is iki. And then te. We heard earlier. Same thing. We are asking, what about iki?
It's really useful because you can either say, as we said before, you know, omotenashi te doyu imi. And again, you could say iki te どういう意味? Like, what does iki, iki mean?
Mm-hmm.
But actually, you can just shorten it to te. So, iki te, omotenashi te. I think before we provided a bit of context that we were asking for the meaning, right? So, the second time you say it, you can just use it like really
mm-hmm.
just, you can just use te. And mm-hmm. then you're good to go.
And then, the last sentence.説明が難しいな。日本独特のかっこよさ。So again, we have another filler. like, And then, 説明が難しいな。So, 説明 as an explanation. And then we have が, a topic marker. And then, 難しいな。難しい, difficult, and then na, almost like a ne, sort of emphasizing, 難しいな. But also usually implying there's more to that thought, and then 日本独特のかっこよさ. So 日本, Japan, and then 独特, I would say means unique too. So unique to Japan,No of kakkoyosa. So here we have, you might be familiar with kakkoi, and here we have kakkoyosa, which is the noun, so the state or
being cool.
Being cool.
Yeah, right, right.
So the coolness, the unique coolness of Japan. Nihon doktoku no kakkoyosa.
So...There you go. I hope that made sense. I think you can either say, you know, word you don't understand, te dou yu mi, and also, eigo de nan te yu no. So you could use either of those to kind of get the meaning. Mm-hmm. But please try to understand Japanese words in Japanese if you can.
Mm-hmm.
So...Ami-sensei, let's do a review of the grammar and look at some extra examples. Onegai shimasu!
Okay, this. So, as you heard in the dialogue, something something, te dou yu imi, means what does so-and-so mean? For example, natsukashi te dou yu imi? What does natsukashi mean? And if you want it to be more polite, you'd say,Natsukashi te dou yu imi desu ka? Where we would add desu ka at the end. Natsukashi te dou yu imi desu ka? Finally, if you are really struggling to understand, you can ask for the English meaning by saying, Tsukareta wa eigo de nante yu no? How do you say tsukareta in English? To which you would reply, Tsukareta wa eigo deTired. という. Or, of course, if you wanted to be polite, tired と言います. All right, so now let's practice some of these examples.
Okay, so what we're going to do here is I'm going to ask Ami-sensei to explain a word or phrase I don't understand in Japanese, and then mm-hmm. I'll ask how to say that in English.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
Let's do it. Hi. Okay, so...Kuki yomenai te douyu imi?
Mawari no kimochi o rikai dekinai koto.
Kuki yomenai wa eigo de nante yu no?
Kuki yomenai wa unable to read the situation.
And an extra note, you can also say instead of kuki yomenai, you can say KY. Yep, it's a real thing. It's a real thing. It's a real,
okay. Do people still say that in Japan?
Yeah, they do. They do. It's, yeah. The problem is because I'm such an old person, I sometimes teach Japanese that is a bit old-fashioned.
Well, I'm an old person too,
Listen to us old people. Don't listen to anything we say. That's our best advice. Now, the other day I was at a party, I said something, and one of my friends said, Furu.
Furu? Yes, oh, yeah?
Like, it's so old. But we're going to do it old school. Talking of old school, Ami-sensei, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wabi-sabi ってどういう意味？
完璧じゃない美しさと静けさ。
Wabi-sabi は英語でなんていうの？
Wabi-sabi は the beauty of imperfection.
So, but by the way, that's probably a very simplified meaning, but yeah, wabi-sabi, the beauty of imperfection or the appreciation of the imperfect, perhaps.
Yeah, it's very Japanese or unique to the Japanese culture.
It's very deep. We could dedicate an entire podcast for that. So to 日本人の方がいらっしゃったら申し訳ないんです。ちゃんと説明できませんでした。すいません。Okay, let's do another one. Ami 先生, are you ready?
はい。Yes.
一期一会ってどういう意味？
一生に一度の出会いを大切にすることだよ。
一期一会は英語でなんて言うの？
一期一会は once in a lifetime meeting かな？
Yeah, great. It's a bit of a difficult concept. I guess it's about, and please correct me, Ami-sensei, it's about when you meet people randomly or by chance. It could be a once in a lifetime meeting. Therefore, you should treat them with care. You should appreciate them. Or am I completely wrong? What do you think?
No, I think, yeah, I think you have it pretty much right.
Pretty much. So, yeah, appreciate the people you meet, because who knows what will happen. It could lead to beautiful things.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's like, I guess, treasure each meeting or each, when you meet someone new.
That's much better. I love that. Yeah, treasure each meeting. Yeah, very good, very good, very good. Yeah, no, there you go. Ami sensei, you nailed it. Nice one.
So desu ka. Okay, good.
So, dear listener, I think if you only learn one or two things, first of all, you want to learn something. Te doyu imi desu ka? Or te doyu imi? What does so-and-so mean? And then hopefully your friend will explain in Japanese. And then if you really don't understand, your fallback is so-and-so wa eigo de nanteyu no. Definitely learn that. That is today's lesson. So, Ami-sensei, arigatou gozaimasu.
Iye.
That was good fun.
Do itashimashite. Tanoshikatta desu.
Tanoshikatta ne. So, that's it for today's episode. I hope that made sense. Now you know how to ask for the meaning of words in Japanese like a pro. So, try using these phrases next time you hear an unfamiliar word. And again, it isn't an easy skill to acquire at first. But if you stick to it, I think it's a really effective way to improve your vocabulary and also create a deeper understanding of Japanese. It's, again, like I said, not an easy skill, but the more Japanese you can understand in Japanese, I think your vocabulary will expand exponentially. 頑張ってね。
頑張ってください。
And don't forget, dear premium members, you get access to a bonus episode on this topic, plus a PDF transcript and extra listening practice audio files. Dayo. So if you're interested, check it out on our website at learnjapanesepod.com. Oh, and don't forget, come and say hello to us on our Discord channel. You'll find the details if you go to learnjapanesepod.com, click on the Discord link, and you can come and say, konnichiwa. おはようございます。こんばんは。Or bonjour. Anything you like. There are many polyglots there in our Discord channel. Everyone's super friendly, super supportive, and they're all there to learn Japanese. So do come along. Do come along and say hello. We'd love to meet you. So よろしくお願いします。
はい。
So thanks for listening and see you next time. またね。
またね。